There are approximately 250 children right now in the Tennessee Valley that have no one, no family, no place to call home. These children come from situations where, for legal reasons, all parental rights have been terminated and they have no other family to care for them. These children are all currently being cared for by the Tennessee Department of Children's Services and are available for adoption. Cheryl Paris is a social worker that hopes to find permanent homes for these children.
The children that are available for adoption can be anywhere from birth to age 18. However, there are certain groups of children that we specifically target recruitment efforts for because they're harder to place. And the children that we're focusing on and that we really want to bring attention to, those children that tend to wait the longest for an adoptive home, tend to be older children, African-American children, and larger sibling groups. And also children that have certain emotional, behavioral, or physical problems. These children tend to wait longer than healthy young children. So we really are trying to focus on that group of kids and really make the community aware of their need and the fact that we want to find permanency for them so that they don't stay in the system until they turn 18. Children typically come to the department as a result of a Child Protective Services investigation. It's how most of our children come into state's custody, where the state takes legal and physical custody of the children, and eventually, if they do not return home and parental rights are terminated, then they're placed for adoption. Children who are physically abused, sexually abused, abandoned by their parents, molested, children who, because of the parents having an addiction such as to drugs or alcohol, the parents unable to take care of the children properly, and someone calls and reports it to DCS and then we get involved. The majority of our children that come into state's custody are eventually returned to their parents or they are returned to relatives, but there are some that never are able to return to their parents or return to relatives. And those are the children that we work with to try to find an adoptive home.
Most people want a healthy little baby. When you're talking about children that may have experienced just horrifying issues in their home before, they're going to come with some baggage.
Absolutely.
Or do you do anything to help prepare a family to cope with that?
If a family notifies us and says, look, I would like to become a foster parent or an adoptive parent, we direct them through a process to prepare them to parent these children. Because you're right, it's not the same as just giving birth to a child and you raise that child from a baby and you know, nurture and care for that child. It is different because the children that come to us, the overwhelming majority of them have been abused, abandoned, or neglected in some way, or else the state wouldn't be involved to that point of having to remove them from their parents. So these children have trauma. They have suffered trauma. And in order for a parent to be able to successfully care for them, they have to be given information on how to parent children who've been traumatized. Parents that contact us are directed to begin a training course. And the training course is called PATH Training. This is part of the home study process. Parents go through a 6-week training course, and through discussion, video, actual having panel of families and children come in and speak with them, they are given the information that they need about these are the children that we have in our custody, these are the needs that these children have, and this is what it's going to take for you as a family to be able to meet those needs. And then the family can decide whether they really feel like they're up to that challenge. The classes provide information to the families about the children and what it's going to take to parent the children, but it also helps them to decide whether or not this is something they really need to do. And we do have families that select out of the process.
The family will be assigned to a social worker who will then make visits to the home. The social worker will interview the parents and other family members, tour the home, and make sure it can accommodate a child. The social worker will also verify medical ability to raise a child, financial records to determine the family is capable of supporting this child, as well as background checks and references.
And then after they're approved, particularly if they would like to care for an older child, we can usually match them with a placement fairly quick. If they want a younger child, sometimes the wait is a little longer. Because as I said, most of our children that are waiting are the older children, the sibling groups, children with emotional and behavioral issues. So the more flexible a family can be And the more things that they can accept in a child, the more quickly they're going to be matched with a child.
The initial visit between the adoptive family and the child will be a short visit in a public environment. This will be followed by longer visits, spending a day together, spending the night, eventually leading up to a weekend visit. At each step in the process, the family and child speak with the Department of Children's Services to see how the relationship is developing and determine if it's a good fit.
If the pre-placement visits are successful and both the child and the family feel like that things are going well, then we proceed with a week-long visit, and at the end of that week-long visit, we sign the placement contract for the child to be placed there. The adoption is still not finalized yet, though. The child has to be in the home for at least 6 months before we finalize the adoption. And during that six-month period, the social worker is making at least a once-a-month visit to see how the placement is going. The six-month trial period ends with going to court and finalizing the adoption if everything has gone well.
Is there a cost involved to the families that are interested in adopting?
If a family adopts a child that is in Department of Children's Services custody, and particular types of children I've described before, there is no cost to them. There is no cost for the home study. There is no cost even for the attorney fees to finalize the adoption and the court costs. The department pays for that. And in addition to that, the family receives a monthly supplement based on the child's age and level of need to help them meet the child's needs. So not only do they not have to pay anything, but we will actually provide monetary assistance to them to help them meet the child's needs.
If you want to learn more about adopting a child, you can attend workshops and events at the annual adoption fair this weekend.
Each year in November, National Adoption Month, we hold a recruitment and awareness event called the Adoption Fair. At the Adoption Fair, we provide workshops, we provide information on adoption, we have children presented through their pictures and written profiles about them and videos. We invite the public to come in and share in the information that we'll be providing, see some of the children that are available, and hopefully, if they feel so led, pursue the road toward adopting one of these children. There's going to be food, door prizes, a silent auction, a lot of good information about adoption and fostering for those who want to come into it as foster parents, because we need foster parents also. The fair will be held on Saturday, November the 13th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at New City Fellowship Church, located at 2424 East 3rd Street, and that's in the Glenwood community. We just really encourage folks to come out. You don't have to stay the whole day. Just come out, get some information, see who the kids are, and just give us opportunity to tell their story.
You can learn more about the adoption process by following the link on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.